Here we've got information about the number of births in the United States since 1900. If you look at the graph, you'll see that it looks like a mountain range with peaks and valleys and plains and plateaus. Since 1900, that's been the history of births in America. Each cohort, the size of the cohort, is largely determined by these variations in birth. And so the size of that cohort, as they travel through life together, through maternity wards, elementary schools, job market, health services for the elderly, and what's going to be the relative demand of each of these groups as they travel through life, is in large part determined by these variations in births. Starting with the GI generation, the number of births was fairly constant from the period 1912 to 1924, hovering right around 3 million births. You'll see there are little variations from year to year in the number of births. We ignore a year or two of change and don't delineate a new generation until we get a more sustained change in the number of births. Around 1925, the number of births began to decline. This is part of the decline that continued through the Great Depression and didn't turn around until 1937. Some cite the Great Depression as the cause of this decline in births, but as you can see, prior to the advent of the Great Depression, 1929-1930s, this decline in births was well underway. It actually hit bottom in 1933 at about 2.3 million births and stayed there until 1937. 1937 marks the beginning of an increase in the number of births. And this is considered to be more of a return to normalcy as the number of births once again approached 3 million. 3 million seems to be sort of a threshold, if you will, of normalcy in births in the United States. World War II affected the timing of births. There's some fluctuations that you can see in the graph around 1942 and 43 with increased number of births. War brides giving birth to war babies, but still hovering around this magical 3 million mark. With the end of World War II came an expected increase in births, the post-war boom. At the time, that had been well anticipated, and any time that a major event such as a war ends and soldiers return home, historically, there's been an increase in births. It wasn't until after 1946 that we came to realize that this boom was a boom that had legs. It was lasting a lot longer than a typical post-war boom, and that we were in the midst of some kind of a revolution. The baby boom was underway. Suddenly, women were having far more births, and their individual birth rates were increasing. And this phase, what I term the leading edge of the baby boom, continued right into the mid-1950s. Here at the peak of the baby boom, births are about 4.3 million, and they stayed at that high level throughout the late 50s and the early 60s, and then started their downward decline, which marks the end of our baby boom, both parts one and two. In 1965, the number of births dropped to 3.8 million. The overall trend was one of decline through 1976. Births dropped during this period to 3.2 million. We're getting back to that 3 million number once again. In 1976, the number of births was 3.2 million, the lowest that they'd been since World War II. For the next 15 years, we start back up again. The number of births is increasing, hitting 4.2 million. This is the baby boom echo effect. as the number of women of childbearing age is greatly increasing as those baby boomers from previous generation are aging into the prime years of childbearing. This is why this increase is known as the baby boom echo effect. It wasn't due to higher rates of childbearing, but rather it was built into the age composition of the population that there were going to be more babies because there were more women of childbearing age. In this story of rising and falling numbers of births, 1992 marks another turning point. The women of childbearing age, the baby bust generation, were approaching that period, that stage of life, and so the number of births was declining and slipped below the 4 million mark and stayed there until 1999. And then the last, the advent of what I term the diversity generation, begins in 2000. It's too early to really tell whether this is a major turn in terms of expansion or contraction, but it looks like we're at the beginning of an expansion that is fed by increasing numbers of babies born to minorities and to immigrants, fueling the growth of the population at its base.